Of course, every Sunday, our Ask the Mayor Public Affairs program with Honorable Mayor Patrick Taylor. And we're recording this on Thursday, and he just got out of the meeting. I'm just kidding. The Thursday meeting, the workshop, and the agenda, it was a long meeting.
It was a long night, Steve.
And you anticipated that, obviously.
I knew that we couldn't fly through those, and I was correct. It took some time to complete the agenda.
Please forgive me, but someone asked, did the mayor and his wife, Sally, what did they do for dinner?
Oh, I'll tell you. Sally went out to eat with one of her friends and ordered me a panini or whatever, so I had it warmed up when I got home about 9:30 okay. that night.
We had the workshop at 6 o'clock, and, you know, not exciting, but the paint color chart for building new buildings, you covered that.
Steve, we've been trying to address that now for about 2 years. Commissioner Weller was very concerned that we get this right. So when someone goes to build a new building, the colors that we require or the options are very clear. The decision was to, again, go back to the planning board, have them revisit that and come back with recommendations. We do need to streamline that process and make it precise. Any paint company worth their salt can match about any color that is available.
Yeah, no pinks or turquoise.
Well, we talked about that. No pinks. Okay.
Yeah, no pastels. All right, Bill Futrell, the rezoning request, the Dillard Road, a public hearing is next.
We approved a public hearing, which will be at the next meeting, concerning that rezoning. Why do we rezone properties? In this particular area, it's not a spot zoning where someone's putting a commercial building in a residential area. It's kind of a mixed-use area already with some residential buildings on 106, but then many B1, B4 businesses there too.
We were talking about this, I think it was last week and maybe a couple of weeks ago too, but the business that's across the street from WHLC, it wasn't now two mounds of dirt. There are now four mounds of dirt and more rocks that are right there on that little creek, the Colosagia, the Macon County zoning, and see if we can get something done.
The folks in Macon County, that's outside the town limit, so that's their jurisdiction. As I said previously, those kind of situations where the erosion and wash off can then come into the town watershed and impact our property is a concern that we have.
I'll see if we can maybe give them a call if they don't get to that. All right, the Highlands Chamber building lease, what'd you come up with there?
The director, Joanna Fine, asked for a 5-year lease instead of what we're doing now, year to year. Our attorney will draw up a contract, he'll make some modifications, and a resolution that we have to sign concerning the acceptance of a lease. He'll bring that back to the board in the March meeting, and then we'll move from there.
The Franklin Road electrical upgrade, that bid approval, and it was approved.
The board approved it. It came in under what we projected the cost would be, so we were very pleased with that.
How about the playground? The guaranteed maximum price, and we got down to, what, the second decimal?
It's $1,599,671. I'm not sure.
That's good.
But it's just under $1.6 million. Compan is the company that will be supervising the building of the playground. I'd hope that we would have this project completed at the first of the summer, around June, but now the projections are that it will be closer to Labor Day.
Outdoor recreation, that use policy, the amendments, and the special event permit application, changes were made.
That's right. Our town attorney made some technical changes to the application that we gave him the go-ahead to move forward with. One thing that we will be doing differently, we used to include a printed fee schedule in the application, and it was fixed for a number of years. We're realizing now with the changes of activities and the level, we'll need to be adjusting the fees that we charge for the use of facilities, and it could happen from year to year. So the board decided not to include the fee schedule on the application, but have a fee schedule that is current and up to date that we give the person applying for the event permit.
Busy. Nick Tosco, our town attorney. Now, I was so proud last week that I got this right. The interlocal agreement with Macon County and the improvements to the old landfill for dredging material and disposal. I was so glad I got that. That is correct from you.
And what we are going to do is to wait for the county to approve the agreement, and then we will look at it. Old landfill was closed down. There's been an area where they allow brush deposited there. The agreement will now allow the town with the Mirror Lake project to take the dredging material from the lake and place it in that area. We will have to build an access road off of Rich Gap and then set up the area where the dredging material can be deposited. It will save the town with this dredging a lot of money, because we'll be able to deposit that dredging material at a site that is about 3 to 4 miles away from the Mirror Lake construction site, in that once we finish our dredging project, there will be a new access road that will be available for people bringing brush and stumps and debris to the landfill. And this is why it's an interlocal agreement. Once we're finished, there will be another access road at the transfer station.
Next on the agenda was the town board commissioner appointment procedure.
We have 5 applicants: Jan Pittman, Bill Grubb, Margo Teague, Mark Hain, and Daryl Griswold. The way this process will work, Commissioner Pearson is having a medical procedure in March, so he won't be able to be at the town board meeting. All the board members thought it was important that all the board be present when we go through the process of screening and selecting a new person for the board. We have changed the date for actually reviewing those applications. It'll be March the 12th, starting at 3 o'clock at the community building. And what we will do in public, interview each candidate. We'll probably allow about 10 minutes for board members to ask questions of the candidate. We'll have a lottery system where we'll just simply have a drawing, and that will be the order that the candidates will be reviewed. The board can decide to either have a ballot vote at that time to make a selection, or delay the selection to another date. Also at that meeting, we will be having on the agenda a review of the proposal for the Food and Wine Festival concerning issues that were brought up at a workshop earlier in the year.
I don't know if you had a clock that was started when you began to discuss the town board committee discussion, and a long discussion?
It was a long discussion. Some of the commissioners would like to see the reformation of some of the committees we used to have, like the Parks and Recreation Committee, the Finance Committee, Public Safety, Public Works, and so forth. And the makeup of those committees was discussed, because we do have to follow open meeting laws. Even with a committee meeting, that has to be addressed. We're going to work on some options that we will present to the board at the next meeting.
So what do you think about this rule book that the town attorney Nick Tosco he came up with that regarding the town of board of commissioners rules of procedure?
Our new town attorney Nick Tosco, he's very active and engaged. He said many of the towns I work with have a formal set of procedures and rules for conducting a meeting, and Nick thinks that this is important. I agree with him. I think the board members agree with him also. So he presented a draft at this meeting. We will then address this issue at the next board meeting.
There had to be some smiles on the faces of commissioners and you too, I would think. And the grant resolution approval, and the engineering firm wants to upgrade water lines, and that we're getting more money?
Yes, we shared with them our needs, and our needs at the time, and still are, is to upgrade our water line system. They wrote up the grants for 5 projects, and lo and behold, this week we were given the announcement that we were approved for $3 million that will address the replacement of those lines. that grant will knock 5 projects off that list. And the good news, that means that other projects that were on the lower end will move up in priority. That was wonderful. Then the engineering company came back and said, by the way, we think that you could also qualify for some sewer upgrades, a budget amendment that would pay the engineering company $4,000 to develop the grant, pay the engineering company to get that grant done and get it in before or on March the 3rd, and we might see another $1 million or so in grants. If the company cannot get the application done by that deadline, then we've lost nothing. Let me say this. We also had an audit presentation in the electric department. Our reserves are super strong, and we can use those for electrical upgrades, which we're doing. The one area where we're right now having to make some real changes to keep up with the requirements from the local government commission of North Carolina is in water and sewer. And the rate structure and the income that we've been getting has not matched up. We have raised the rates for water and sewer at the directive of the local government commission to build up a reserve fund that will let us keep operating water and sewer at a business-like level where we can have funds to continually make those upgrades. We graduated rate increases that will help keep us moving up and keeping the water and sewer solvent. Almost every city, if you would say, what's your biggest challenge? And that is keeping our water and sewer programs up to basic standards. We have increased our debt load over the last several years. We have a lot of assets and reserves that can cover those debts. We have not had a property tax increase in this town in over a decade. Do not anticipate one this year. But I'm just going to be real upfront with people. Right now, our millage rate is 10.2 cents. Per $100 of property evaluation. That is very, very low. We will get to a point in the coming year or so as to whether we want to start advancing and doing more things, continuing certain commitments and services, or do we want to go backwards and cut things?
Oh, this is just my note. Having been living in the Washington, D.C. area, I think that possibly the D.C. should look at some upgrades and maybe protect the Potomac River. No comment needed.
You know, those are the kind of things you're referring to, that breach in their sewer system.
Right.
Those are the kind of things that cities are responsible for to make sure, if we possibly can, to avoid those kind of terrible environmental things. Of course, we're very aware of that. That's why we are spending money to repair the main sewer line going down Franklin Road, where we had breaches about a year ago. And we don't want to see that happen again, so we're going to invest the money to make those repairs and upgrades.
Okay. All right. D.C., listen to Ask the Mayor Public Affairs Program on WHLC.com. Okay. Approving the contract restructure for Duke Power, their merger, everything okay? We got a good deal?
You know, I try to keep track of everything in the town. For example, I read through the audit before the last meeting. A municipal audit is unbelievably complicated. You know, you rely on auditors and accountants, experts to do those kind of difficult evaluations. We have a consultant that works with us on the Duke Energy contract. Duke Energy has Richard Knight, who works for Duke, who is our liaison and consultant. So Richard was there last night. Our town attorney was there. Our consultant had reviewed the proposed changes in the contract. Our town attorney had reviewed it. Richard Knight had explained it to the board. Duke is now merging their two companies, Duke of the Carolinas with Progress Energy. They're going to put everything together. So all of the contracts, all of the operations, everything has to be adjusted to reflect this merger. It has to be approved by the state. It has to be approved by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. We were all worried, does that mean we're going to have to pay more money? Richard Knight, the energy representative from Duke, has said, actually, we think that you will benefit from this merger that we're going to have, and you'll get some rebate. Our energy consultant agreed. Our town attorney who read the proposal didn't disagree. The board last night agreed to amend the contract and approved it. But that's not the end of the story. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission is going to make do another adjustment in the next year or so, and we'll have to review that and approve that too.
If traffic is busy, you know, since all the things are going on at 4th and Main, I'll go by the town hall building, and just something's missing there. And it's the Highlands Playhouse, but it's all graded, it's been sodded, there's some turf there. And what's up next for the Highlands Playhouse?
Well, first of all, Steve, I was really surprised at how level that area turned out to be after the removal of the playhouse. Bryson's went in and filled in the basement with stone and leveled out the ground. It's very level. And here's what we've done. Bryson's put in hydro-seeded turf system. As we get rain, we'll have grass growing over that site. They've put in, of course, all the silt fencing to prevent erosion. The parking area that was there was not disturbed. The pad where they had the old metal building is still there, so people will be able to park there. We'll have that grass area. I don't see a rush in making a decision on how that property will be used, but I'm already getting people calling me up and say, Mayor, maybe it should be this or that. But right now, I think it's going to be a nice area that people will be able to enjoy. You know, I'm just thinking we might put out a few picnic tables or something like that, and just right now, it will be just an area where people can have a picnic, or somebody needs to park a car to go shopping or something. That'll be an option too.
I can go on the website and say, hey, I think we should have a green space or whatever. People can now come up with ideas.
Well, they can send them to me, askmayorpat.com. Or use the town website to contact me and share their ideas.
The one thing we haven't talked about in a while, I haven't heard anything about your running. Has that been halted for a while, or when's your next race or run?
Next big races I have will be in April, so I've kind of cut back on my training right now, but I'll be back ready to start running as the spring approaches.